In a letter to the U.S. Agriculture Secretary, U.S. Senators Bernie Sanders, Olympia Snowe, Susan Collins, Charles Schumer, Kirsten Gillibrand, and Al Franken request a review of the floor price for raw milk. The letter notes that the cost of feed and grain has skyrocketed to historic levels, while dairy farmers receive low prices for their product. Sanders' ag policy advisor Ginny Nelson says they want the Agriculture Secretary to investigate how dairy farmers can stay in business when their federal price for milk is set so low.
Since there's no new farm bill, there's no extension of the old farm bill, there's been no emergency drought relief that might connect to higher feed prices for dairy farmers, we had to do something. So given that there was nothing we could do legislatively, this was the next best effort to work on the rules and regulations that oversee the price of milk. By us asking for an investigation and by farmers asking for a hearing, it would open up the opportunity to just really look at what it is costing farmers to make milk and to therefore have a way of setting a price through the milk marketing orders that would more closely reflect the farmer's cost of production.
Nelson, who is also a dairy farmer, says their feed ratio has fallen so low that most northeastern dairy farmers are struggling to stay in business.
It's not easy to continue to be in business when it costs you more to make the milk than you're getting paid for it. Milk feed ratio normally is 3-1, and right now it's 1.27-1, which just means that there's only a very little bit of money left after they pay for feed to pay for all the other supplies and expenses that the farmer has, whether it be insurance or equipment loans or rentals or whatever the situation is. Farmers just do not have enough money coming in their milk checks to cover those costs.
AgriMark dairy economist Bob Wellington says the cost of producing milk has never been higher, but he says there's not a lot the USDA can do to alleviate the problem.
There's limited actions that USDA could take on this, given budget considerations and other factors in Washington. However, they can look at doing things like increasing the Class 1 differentials that would increase the Class 1 prices. That would be very helpful here in the Northeast. I applaud the senators asking USDA to look at some of these things. We've been asking them for quite a while to do likewise, and so I'm hopeful that they will. I'm not sure if it could result in any action in 2012 and maybe not even 2013. So I wouldn't be sitting there hanging on the fact that they're going to come in and provide some significant benefit. However, it's something that needs to be looked at. These problems we're having today are not going to go away. And if we can find things that can help us, we should be doing so.
The Federal Milk Marketing Order Program, created in 1937, sets monthly minimum prices that milk handlers must pay, although producers may receive higher prices depending on market conditions. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.